We're not quite done yet with 1968, because that was also the year of the White Album. Back in the USSR, that's how The Beatles begins. The Beatles, of course, being the official title of the double album that everybody refers to as the White Album. And to talk to me about it, Dan Condon is music editor at Double J. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how you going?
I'm fine, thank you. Look, let's talk about the cover first. It's the opposite of Sgt. Pepper from the previous year, isn't it?
The thing I like about the cover is that there's so much in this double album. It's really long. There's so many songs. It goes in so many different directions that it's almost like, don't look at the cover. Just listen to the music. It's all in this record. There's no adornment. There's nothing else that you need to worry about. It's all in these songs. There's so much packed into this double record that you have no time to pore over the cover, as we still do with Sgt. Pepper's, obviously, such an iconic
picture. Yes, the front and the back. Yeah.
Of course, that's right.
Well, the only thing on the cover of The Beatles is the words The Beatles, and they're embossed on white. And it's always struck me as a little ironic, because in some ways they are less The Beatles on this album than on any other. They're really much more like four individual people, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. You can't argue with that. It is definitely... I don't go so far as to say that it's semi-solo albums, but it's fractured. It's McCartney's full steam ahead. He's excited about the Beatles still, but you don't really get that from the other three. I mean, they're writing generally, you know, certainly Lennon and Harrison writing really good songs, but it's easy to look back in hindsight, but it's like, yeah, okay, well, maybe this really was the beginning of the end, with so little writing together, but also so little kind of playing together in the studio. Obviously, Ringo even left the band for a little while there. We just heard McCartney on drums on Back in the USSR. It's certainly fractured. So for them to call it The Beatles, it is ironic.
But what you do get, of course, because of this approach to the writing in particular, is the greatest variety of music on any Beatles album.
Yeah, I like that. I think I love the fact that you can have this proto-metal of Helter Skelter. When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. Well, stop and a turn, and I go for a ride. Till I get to the bottom, and I see you again. You can have this music concrete of Revolution 9, and then you can have this warped children's song like Bungalow Bill, which I always consider to be just a really strange, subversive children's song.
It's a bit creepy. Hey, Bungalow Bill, what did you kill?
Bungalow Bill. It's
a bit scary clown.
It absolutely, that's exactly what it is. And it goes everywhere. It goes, you know, it starts with Chuck Berry, it ends with some kind of 50s cinematic, I think a little overly schmaltzy kind of closure. And in between, through that kind of 90 odd minutes, it really does go everywhere. And it goes to places that I wouldn't have expected, you know, any record in 1968 to go.
Well, no. I mean, you mentioned Revolution 9, and that's obviously one extreme. And this is the Beatles in Revolution 9 being influenced by Karlheinz Stockhausen, not for the first time, but certainly for the most extreme amount of time.
Number 9. Who was to know?
Who was to know? Yeah, the fact that Lennon actually got it onto the album still surprises me. And look, I stand up for the song. I actually, It's not the most comfortable piece of music to listen to. And
it's hardly a song.
Well, it's not. That's right. And even as a composition, I mean, it's not particularly advanced. It's you can't say that it's necessarily a work of genius, but I find it still to be very affecting. We played it in full on Double J a couple of weeks ago, and we've never had so much response from people saying, "What are you doing?"
Still, that's nice that can have that effect 50 years on. At the other end of the scale, I guess it's something like Honey Pie, which is a Charleston.
Yeah, now that's obviously, that's McCartney just bringing back that love of that music hall stuff. The Atlantic, to be where you belong. Honey Pie, come back to me. For me, it's probably one of the weaker moments on the album. But, you know, having said that, I think that that's part of its beauty as well, is that it's on the same record as Helter Skelter, this kind of... It's bizarre that those two could exist together. But
and both by Paul McCartney.
That's right. That's right. I mean, you know, it goes to show certainly the extent and the breadth of his genius as a songwriter and as an interpreter of different styles.
I suppose a lot of people would say that While My Guitar Gently Weeps is one of the great tracks. I have to say I've always had problems with the lyrics of that song. It's always seemed to me that George Harrison had his rhyming dictionary open, you know, diverted, perverted, inverted, alerted, stop it.
That's a fair point, you know, perhaps a little harsh on George, but I think it's a great song as well. I think that song, I don't think the lyric is the strong part of that song. And while, yes, the guitar is great and, you know, the whole Clapton thing is often spoken about, but I think that the...
For people who don't know, we should say that Eric Clapton came in and did the big solo in the middle of that song.
And it is wonderful, but I just think it's just the song itself, the way that it's written, the music of it is just really, I think it's one of Harrison's best pop moments of his entire career, really.
George Martin, of course, had the unenviable job of trying to hold this thing together. And really, he stamps himself on this album as much as on any album, doesn't he? I mean, you were talking about the schmaltzy end to the album. That's double George Martin.
Mm.
And Martha, My Dear, which I think is a lovely song, is really a sort of McCartney and Martin song.
Well, I agree. I think Martha, My Dear is, if you're looking for just the really great combination of both McCartney and Martin's genius, I think that's where you get it. It's not over the top, but it's so, there's more in it than you think. You think that it's quite a stripped back song, but when you really dig into it, it's like, oh, there's a fair bit happening here.
There's a lot happening, yes. And time signature changes and fabulous bits of orchestration and counter melody going on, which I think is probably down to George Martin. Take a good look around you. Take a good look, you're bound to see that you and me
were meant to be with each other. But then just, you know, the core of the song, the melody, and, you know, if you sat down at a piano and heard that, I mean, that's just... It's just pop genius, really, and yeah, it is a beautiful song. And look, Martin was not necessarily around. I don't know if anyone was around for all the sessions. It seemed like there was a lot of coming and going, but yeah, I do think that his stamp on this record was more prominent than is often probably reported.
Dan, thank you very much indeed for briefly chatting about the White Album on the Music Show. We must talk again sometime.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me, Andrew.
Dan Condon, music editor of Double J. We're talking about the Beatles' White Album, and we'll go out today with the way the White Album goes out. And it's, strangely enough, a song that sounds like a Paul McCartney song, but it's actually by John Lennon. If you go to the Music Show's website, as I hope you will, you can find a link to Double J's special program on the White Album, and Dan is part of that. That's it for today's Music Show. You can go to our website also to listen to past shows, of course, and you may want to catch up with our tribute to the late Richard Gill, which went to air yesterday, and also our chat to MC Queen G. The Music Shows this week were produced by Penny Lomax and Ellie Parnell, sound engineers Anne-Marie de Bettencourt, Tim Jenkins and Andrei Shabanov. Good night, Ringo.